Dudley, tell me about Toby. He looks to be kind of a big baby.
Toby was born on May 1st of this year, so he's 3 months old. He was born at 30 pounds. And, you know, we've had him in our back area for training reasons and, you know, to get him used to his name and training purposes. So today, you know, 3 months later, he's being introduced to the pinniped or the seal and sea lion habitat and looks to be very successful. He's going on an expedition here, learning the confines of his exhibit. He's now at 66 pounds. He gets about 4 pounds of food a day. And so far, so good. I mean, you know, the public are going to be able to see him now, you know, throughout the day, certainly through our presentations throughout the day. And then he'll just become part of the group, you know. Right now, what we're seeing is what we totally expected. You know, the sea lions are a very, very curious group of animals compared to the harbor seals themselves. So on the introduction of a new animal, the sea lions are the first ones to want to check him out. So that's exactly what we're observing down here in the tunnel. We're watching how that interaction is going. And, you know, the harbor seals hold their own. They're pretty good at doing that. You know, one of the comparisons I like to make, you know, so that people that maybe are not familiar with the behavior of these two types of animals, because there's two different species, the California sea lion and the common harbor seal. And the sea lions are very, very similar, I guess, in behavior if you had to compare to like a dog. You know, very social, very loud, barking all the time, very curious. And harbor seals, just the opposite. You know, very quiet animals, very much to themselves, and very much cat-like. So, I mean, you know, I think our guests could probably make a good comparison that way to their own home animals.
So we have dogs and cats together in a sense
here. But of course, these are highly adapted animals for a marine environment. Although, you know, there's quite a bit of difference between the two species. You know, a California sea lion will grow quite large. In fact, our adult male here is about 650 pounds. His name is Parker. And he'll eat about maybe up to 20 pounds a day. And he's an adult bull. Our adult female, Shelby, who gave birth to Toby, our pup, she's only about 250 pounds, and she's an adult female. And she only eats about, you know, maybe 12 to 13 pounds a day. So there's quite a difference, not only in size, but in behavior. Of course, the California sea lion is the animal that is, I think, most of us are familiar with out in the ocean. We see them porpoising, they're that dark brown color, and they've got the ear flaps, and of course they make the noise. You might see the adults with a top notch called a sagittal crest. And then the harbor seals, of course, are much smaller, much quieter. They are spotted. They can't pull their hips underneath them. They don't walk on all fours like a sea lion will. They will undulate, much like a worm would or a caterpillar, something like that. So there's quite a bit of difference between the two species. You also see a difference. If you were to look closely, you'd see a difference in their dentition. The California sea lion has a more peg-like tooth, whereas the harbor seal would have more of a spade-like tooth.
How long is it going to take Toby, do you think, to get acclimated to his new surroundings, given that they're quite different from the sea lions?
Well, I think initially we're seeing that process ongoing. You know, the harbor seal has an advantage over the sea lion in that he can hold his breath a whole lot longer. So, you know, if he's getting, there's Bixby going by us as we speak, but sea lions, if they're kind of bugging him a little bit, they'll have to go up for a breath of air before he does. So they'll get a little catch a break, you know, while they're getting used to the exhibit. So it'll take them a little while, but I think that we'll start seeing some initial behavior for a show type presentation, I think within maybe a month or two, where we actually, you know, we'll call him up and point him out. And during the shows, I think they'll just kind of be able to point him out to our guests and let them, you know, the best place to see them right now, of course, is underwater in the tunnel that we're currently in. You can see the interaction much better than you can from the audience on top. So,
what do you mean by when you see initial behavior?
Well, initial behavior, I think, is an animal who's, she's, you know, the harbor seal was born in our back area, and the size of the pool was maybe 15 feet in diameter by 5 foot in depth. And so that's all he's ever known for 3 months. So we know that we're going to see curiosity and exploration, interaction between the different species. So that's what I mean by initial behavior.
What kind of a harbor seal, personality-wise, is Toby? How would you describe him?
Well, he's like his, I mean, we're kind of putting human terms to this, but he's a lot like his dad. Troy is a rather demanding animal. He wants your attention when you're in there, and Toby is very much the same way. So Bixby, a little bit more, for lack of a better term, more female-like. She's more demure, she's more, a little bit quieter, not as pushy. So I don't know. It's interesting the differences, but just, you know, not only in people, you know, in male and female, but in the animal world as well.
And finally, Dudley, what has been one of your best experiences in working with Toby?
You know, I can tell you that when I've been with the aquarium for 6 years now, and one of the things that I wanted to do was start a breeding program. And of course, we have all males in the sea lions, so that wasn't a good opportunity. So we managed to get Troy here. And so it's been 4 years. And then finally, we're seeing, you know, the breeding process begin, first with Bixby and that success. And now the next year with Toby and that success. So that's my feeling of and sense of accomplishment that, you know, the plan is moving forward and it's working.